This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. About 1,400 Iraqis could be deported from the U.S. under President Trump's new policies. A federal judge temporarily halted their deportation through Monday, July 24th, but a man who lives in Albuquerque has been ordered to report this week for removal from the U.S., and it could be dangerous for him. Kadim Abu Muhammad's lived here for more than 20 years and worked as a contractor for the U.S. government for 5, training U.S. soldiers. His lawyer says that work for the military puts him in serious jeopardy if he's returned to Iraq. Courtney Abu Muhammad is Kadim's 17-year-old daughter. She checked the mail a few days ago and found a letter ordering her father to report to Immigration and Customs Enforcement on Thursday. She spoke at a news conference about the toll it's taking on her.
I don't know, I try to spend every minute with him, but like, it's hard because it's like, I don't want these to be the last minutes and I don't want to be sad or cry because I cry a lot now. It's just hard.
Before the national changes, Abu Muhammad was allowed to stay here as long as he checked in with ICE regularly, even though he had a deportation order. We reached out to ICE for comment, but we haven't heard back yet. We'll have more on this story tomorrow. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.